I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Five environmental groups want the state of Vermont to strengthen the water quality review that's required when projects need a federal permit. Under the Clean Water Act, states have to sign off on developments that involve the dredging or filling of wetlands. Environmentalists say Vermont should require developers to look at less damaging alternatives. John Groveman is the Water Program Director at the Vermont Natural Resources Council. He says other states, including New York, already require this type of analysis.
This would basically require the applicant to do this in-depth analysis, give it to the state, and the state could say, you know what, based on what you've given us, we think you can do it in a different way.
The Agency of Natural Resources will now review the group's petition to amend the state's water quality standards. New Hampshire authorities are issuing a public health threat declaration for the southern part of the state for a pair of mosquito-borne diseases. The declaration is for West Nile virus and eastern equine encephalitis. The move makes it easier for about 30 municipalities in the area to take mosquito population control measures. State officials say the declaration is due partially to the 16 mosquito batches that have tested positive for West Nile in the state since early July. Contract talks are resuming between the University of Vermont Medical Center and the union representing nurses. The Burlington Hospital and the union have been in talks since March. Higher wages remain a sticking point for the contract. The nurses are seeking a 22% raise over 3 years. The 1,800 union nurses went on a two-day strike back in July. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont today announced the formation of an expanded congressional caucus that will work to increase Social Security benefits. The coalition consists of 16 senators and more than 130 House members, including Representative Peter Welch of Vermont. At a press conference in Washington, D.C., Sanders outlined plans to have those who earn more than $250,000 a year contribute more in Social Security taxes. He says the new revenue would boost Social Security benefits and extend the program's solvency for decades.
A moral society does not give tax breaks to billionaires and then cut back on the needs of struggling seniors or people with disabilities. And our job now is to rally the American people to get our priorities right.
Sanders says the new coalition will also work to defeat any efforts to scale back Social Security benefits or eligibility. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight, mostly clear north, variable clouds south, lows from the upper 40s to the low 60s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.